Deere and Company scientist Dr. John Hickman discussed cellulose and starch as ethanol feedstocks during a very well-attended seminar here at Commodity Classic. What are the basic conclusions that you have drawn about where this industry can go by 2015?
Well, by 2015, primarily right at this point in time, we would see the predominant ethanol source being from starch or from corn itself. But there are a variety of other uses of cellulosic material that may be in the intermediary, give us some experience with it without taking it all the way to cellulosic ethanol. Some of that could be direct combustion. There may even be other ones as well.
One of the points that was raised here is that the proper use of land, what type of ground you have, what it's best suited for, that's what ought to be grown on it, whether it be corn in the Midwest or perhaps the cellulosic materials in the southern part of the United States.
Yeah, it's going to just depend on bottom line economics. I mean, for the individual grower, they will grow what's going to meet their business plan more than and meets within their operations. Their machinery complements, the labor they would have available, and other factors. It'll be relatively hard at these commodity places to displace the existing field crops that are out there today in most of the existing Corn Belt.
Without significant subsidies to bring that up to par.
Yeah, I mean, certainly government subsidies and other issues could change those factors quite a bit.
It is assumed, based on the 1995 through 2005 average corn yield increases, that a 15.6 billion bushel corn crop would be in the cards in the next 7 or 8 years?
Well, if you make the assumptions that we can grow as much corn, or we grow as much corn as we did in 2007, and you let the yield increases go from where they have been in the last 10 years, that would be possible in 2015.
That's 19 billion gallons, roughly, of ethanol?
Well, that could then produce 19 billion gallons of ethanol and still produce the similar sorts of exports and other uses for the corn that we had in 2006.
You're going to see 85 to 90 million acres of corn from here on out.
Now, those were the assumptions that we made in that calculation. Obviously, what crops get grown will depend on individual decisions by growers, factors and change, and if that changes, that'll change the calculations. If those fundamental acres change, then that'll fundamentally change those factors that we showed on this graph. That was just a prediction of what if. What if you produce the same amount of ground and you had that yield trend, you could produce a significant amount of ethanol from starch.
By and large, you've got a pretty good picture of what can happen on the supply side. The demand side seems to be the bigger question mark at this point in time.
The supply has probably received more attention so far than the demand has received. And so what we were calling for is to have a balance in the amount of attention also being supplied on the demand side. So when we supply increased amount of ethanol, that will indeed have a demand for that ethanol to be used.
For instance, I live in Little Rock. There's only one E10 pump in the whole city of Little Rock, and only one 85 pump in the entire state. We've got a ways to go yet with infrastructure.
Yeah, we certainly do. So what part of that infrastructure is having flex fuel vehicles that are ready to go and on the roads. Probably even a bigger chunk of that is having the E85 gas pumps to be able to supply those with E85.
Is what we have seen to date in terms of the production subsidies for ethanol, has so much been invested already that this is irreversible, that we've got to finish the next part of this, and that's the infrastructure demand, et cetera?
Well, it would certainly be beneficial, but right now what we would have today is being used today and still falls well below that E10 level on a nationwide basis. It hadn't even received there yet. So I think today we have, there's still that. Now we're starting to run into you're starting to see more questions in the press and by others, not necessarily from us, but from others, on just the overall, is the demand going to be able to meet up with supply, et cetera, now. But at this current point in time, we've been able to do that. I think what we're looking out towards is towards the future of what's stated in the energy bill, that there will have to be increased attention played not only on supply, but a lot of increased attention on the demand side. And the energy bill has some factors, I think, that addresses that.
Final question for farmers who may have an interest in getting involved in this industry. What are the big questions, based on your all's of research and assumptions, that they need to consider?
Well, I think they have a period of time yet. I don't think that we're going to be seeing cellulosic ethanol. We see our first plants kind of rolling on board in 2010 or 2011. I think they'll be able to look around, see how those factors are doing. I would just say study those, research those. We're going to learn a lot from those first plants and the experiences. And trying to predict now in 2008 what'll be true in 2010 or 11. Let's see what those first plants come like, what the research results show. I think that'll give growers much better signals than we have today.
Deere & Company scientist Dr. John Hickman. I'm Stuart Doan reporting from Commodity Classic.